And now I'd like to request His Grace Shesha Prabhu. Would you kindly come on the stage and make your offering?
Nama Om Vishnu Paraya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Vacharane Nirvishesha Sunyavari Paschachade Satanane Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Krishna.
Thank you very much. I have a friend, a god brother, who recently did the parikrama of Mount Kailash in China. And he was telling me about the experience, particularly on the return side after going around Kailash and coming back, that the road would stretch ahead of them for what seemed like miles and come to a mild crest in the distance. And when they walked all those miles and came to that crest, that rise in the road, they looked ahead of them and there was another one that went for miles and came to a crest. It made me think that our lives are like that road. And the crest that we come to are particularly significant points in time that give us an opportunity to reflect on our life's journey in Krishna consciousness. Obviously, the first crest that we come to is when we met His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. We met him personally, or we met his representatives who were distributing his books or Mahaprasad. But that was the first peak in our lives. Otherwise, what benefit is there to a life in this material world? We've heard very graphically over the last couple of evenings, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj explaining the futility of material existence. So this first peak in our lives is obviously very important because we turn from that crest and look across the next valley to the further peak ahead of us. That peak may be initiation, it may be some other significant part in our life. But the crest that I want to emphasize to all of you this evening is the crest in the road and the journey of the life, at least of my life, of coming to this 40th anniversary celebration of the disappearance of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. I was speaking this morning in Prabhupada Samadhi about how it doesn't seem like 40 years, but it is 40 years, and now that I've reached that crest, I'm at a point where I can look back from where I came, and I can look forward to where I'm going. One striking thing about this is that looking forward, we see how little time we have. Looking back, we look and see how much time we've wasted. There's only so much time left in this body to serve Srila Prabhupada, and looking forward, we make plans to do that with our every waking minute. Looking back from where we have come, there are certain things that we should note very carefully and be very grateful for. Gifts that Srila Prabhupada has given to us. I think perhaps when I look back on my life over that valley I just crossed, I think of the wonderful association of devotees, of followers of Srila Prabhupada that make up this ISKCON society. Srila Prabhupada's gift to all of us is the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. From the time when he prepared to come to America to begin his preaching movement, he thought of his task in terms of an organized effort, an organized society of devotees. Prior to coming, he had tried in Jhansi with the League of Devotees, another organization. He was always thinking in these terms because, and he said, he describes that for a sannyasi, they have to have an organization, a mission to propagate Krishna consciousness. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, before our Srila Prabhupada, established the Gaudiya Math specifically for spreading the Krishna consciousness movement far and wide. And that was certainly the purpose when at that little storefront on 2nd Avenue in New York City that he formed against the advice of his well-wishers, he formed the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Two things were controversial in that name. International. He had a small storefront. What do you mean international? And Krishna, he was advised, you should name it God, God consciousness. People will understand that more. But Prabhupada wasn't interested. He wasn't interested because he could see in the future that when we reach the crest of our lives, that we need to look back and see Krishna, not anything vague. We need to something very definitive, something that will define our lives. And I'd like to suggest to you all this evening that Srila Prabhupada very mercifully gave us ISKCON to help define our lives. When I look back over nearly 45 years of service to Srila Prabhupada, I see it in terms of ISKCON activities. And I think Prabhupada would want that. I think he would want that. On the GBC, the Governing Body Commission for ISKCON, we spend a lot of time trying to organize and preserve this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Just this afternoon, I was with one of the representatives of the GBC College, which is a college meant to train our leaders in management skills and leadership to take forward Prabhupada's movement as we look forward from our crest. And he was asking me many questions about what I thought were the keys to the success of ISKCON for perpetuity. And so immediately what came to my mind was the personal sacrifice that Srila Prabhupada made, especially in the beginning at 26 Second Avenue. I know you've all read how he would cook, he would serve, and he would clean up. Despite being the topmost Paramahamsa, he would do these menial services because self-sacrifice, he knew that and he taught that, that self-sacrifice was the key to the long-term effective existence of ISKCON. So when I'm at that crest of 40 years since the departure of my spiritual master, I look back and I look for how and when I was inspired with such a spirit of self-sacrificing service. And when I look forward from that crest, given that I obviously don't have as much time as I've already spent left, but at any rate, whatever time I may have, I look for opportunities for self-sacrificing service to the mission of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. I needn't remind you all of how important your work is in ISKCON. Prabhupada has given us a huge task to rectify and redirect this misdirected civilization, to save people from the sufferings and miseries of material existence. So on this 40th anniversary of his disappearance, I'll do it myself, but I'll also ask you, rededicate yourselves to the mission of Srila Prabhupada. It's a vehicle which will, because it is pure devotional service, and yes, Naranjana Swami, I'm referring to our talks over the last couple of days. Yes, it is pure devotional service, and if we do it, we'll get Krishna Prema. Srila Prabhupada ki! ISKCON Society ki! Gaura Premanandi! Hare Krishna!
Thank you, Shesha Prabhu.